Steve Earle has been releasing albums since 1986 with an all-too-literal dry spell when he went to jail after a 1993 heroin bust. Since then, he's released a steady stream of CDs, including last year's bluegrass collection, The Mountain, which rock critic Ken Tucker placed on his 10 best list. Here's Ken's review of Earle's new CD, Transcendental Blues.
I took a stroll on the old long walk of the day. I met a little girl and we stopped to talk on a fine soft day.
That song, called The Galway Girl, arrives about midway through Steve Earle's new CD. Up until then, the music has been pretty spotty, featuring songs with intentionally simple love lyrics, unredeemed by complicated emotions or engaging melodies. The title song that leads off the collection, Transcendental Blues, is the kind of spiritual rock song, pious in the most banal sense, that gives transcendence a bad name. But once Earle taps into some Irish roots I never knew he had, his CD begins to kick in.
Maybe it's a cold, hard world out there. Broken-hearted people everywhere. Taking whatever love they get. I won't wind up like that, so maybe throw your arms around my neck.
That song, I Don't Want to Lose You Yet, plays like an undiscovered gem from the doo-wop era, rearranged to suit Earle's burly acoustic strumming and featuring a lovely chorus. Then, as if he's caught the spirit of something, Earle makes his next song even better.
Here's a halo around the moon, so I know it ain't to blame. Cause I knew what love could do, but I loved her just the same. And then I let her slip away.
In Halo Around the Moon, Earle compares himself to a ghost haunting a romance as barren as a deserted town. Plucking his guitar, always on the verge of turning his song into bluegrass without ever quite actually doing so, he makes you feel the emptiness of the quality of ghostliness. Then the real bluegrass comes along.
Back in the hills when we were only kids, love shined like a diamond in your eyes. I swore I'd never hurt you, then I did. Now I'm all alone with all my lies. I promise that I'd never be untrue. I'd never make you cry. The only promise that I didn't break was to love you till the day I die.
As he proved on his terrific 1999 album, The Mountain, Earle has a real affinity for bluegrass. Here he displays real transcendence, pushing bluegrass's often fussy precision aside to tell what seems to be a tale of unrequited love. But then in the last verse, he drops in half a line, the phrase, "I killed a man," and you realize he's a guy who's not merely lovesick, but about to die. Then the CD explodes.
I guess I don't get at you much if there wasn't enough. I hear all these voices are always telling me them bad, but it's all in my head. Like all those scary noises, I've been waiting all of my life, all of my life. I've been waiting all of my life, all of my life.
All of My Life pulls in all of Earle's history. He talks about the voices he hears telling him he's bad, something I imagine might occur to a guilt-ridden drug addict. and over a chorus that challenges Bruce Springsteen in his prime, Earl rocks out about the solace he now finds in being alone. Transcendental joy is more like it.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly.